good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Garrett College for our public meeting, Garrett County Commissioners. Thank everybody for coming out. I hope everybody can hear me all right. I'm not used to using a microphone anymore, but if everyone would, we'll stand and Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation, and then we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
It's all about prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, what a glorious time of the year this is. Time of the year when we reflect on everything we've done this past year, Lord, the things that you've blessed us with, the challenges that you've placed before us. Lord, we just ask that you be with us in the coming year, that you guide and direct us, give us strength, give us wisdom. Lord, just guide us as we look through and look forward to the coming year. Lord, we just thank you for the Savior that you sent to save us from our sins. We just praise you and glorify you and bless you. Lord, we just ask that as we go through this meeting, that everything that's said and done here is pleasing to you, and that nothing that we would do would be displeased. Lord, we ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance. Is there any corrections or concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, will be approved by unanimous consent. Mr. Nall, do we have any additions or corrections to the meeting agenda?
Yes, sir. At the end of the meeting, I'd like to have an executive session to discuss some personnel matters with the board.
Are there any questions about the amended agenda? If not, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. First up on the agenda, we have Shelly Augerbright with Strategic Health Planner for Garrett County Health Department, Community Needs Assessment. Come on down.
Welcome up here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wait a minute. Turn the button, your top button there. Yeah. Try that.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for having me. I am Shelly Augerbright from Garrett County Health Department, and we are embarking on a community needs assessment for the entire county. It's very exciting work, and it's based from out of the Health Planning Council, and the mission of that is to ensure high quality, effective, integrated community care systems that is responsive to the needs of Garrett County. We each have an idea of what the needs are and how we can change them. And the purpose of the needs assessment is to actually gather data and qualify those needs and be able to prioritize the needs that we have, the resources we have, and work together to form a new community plan. So this is, I just brought a copy of our current health improvement plan. Many of you recognize this. It expires in December, and we are, like I said, basically just conducting the needs assessment now. We've been able to collaborate with Dr. Virginia Brown, who was able to be here with us today. Can you wave at us? She's from the university, and it's wonderful to have her. We actually conducted two focus groups today. The first one with local government, and then we had a leadership and frontline staff from social services, community action, and the health department this afternoon. We'll do them all week, and then we'll have, basically, depending on the weather and what happens here, 18 to 20 focus groups. So in addition to those focus groups, we're also doing a community-wide survey. that survey is because we can't have a focus group for everybody in the whole county, even though I wish we could. So please be aware that that survey is going to be released January 1st, and it'll be on the Health Department website. We're also creating another forum. There'll be press releases so you can find that easily, and ask that you go ahead and please take that and tell all your friends about that, because the data we get from the survey and from the focus groups will really help inform our efforts moving forward. So that's all I have from the Health Department. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. If he's not coming, we have until 4:30 for a public meeting.
Yeah, we are waiting for Mark Widmeyer, who is Western Maryland's new governor's representative. He met with us at Mako and wanted to come up and introduce himself to the public and just be part of the meeting. So either he's running late or he's not coming until later on. In the public meeting, the next thing that we have is the public hearing on Overlook Pass. We actually, by law, can't start that until 4:30 because that's what the advertised time was. So we'll we'll go ahead and adjourn for the time being until either A, Mr. Widmeyer arrives, or 4:30 comes, and we'll start the public hearing on Overlook Pass.
Change that, the timing on those slides, so I think we're all right now. And I do have those budget pie charts. We can insert them if you'd like to.
While we have some downtime, I think if I can entertain a motion, I'd like to go to executive session now, just to kill that piece on personnel before we get back in the meeting. We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. We'll adjourn for executive session for 20 minutes to talk about personnel matters, and then we'll reconvene for the public hearing. Okay, we'll now resume the public meeting. At this time, we'll have a public hearing on Overlook Pass Road inclusion in the county road system, and I'll turn the meeting over to County Attorney Mr. Getty.
May it please the commissioners.
There you go.
There we go. Probably hear me anyway. My name is Gordon Getty. I'm the county attorney for Garrett County. Today is the opportunity for those who wish to testify with respect to a petition that has been filed with you. I'm here to present that petition. It is a petition to take Overlook Pass in as a county road in Garrett County. The history of this particular road is was a part of the property owned by DC Development. As we do know, DC Development, at the time that they filed bankruptcy, this road was included. At the conclusion of the bankruptcy court abandoned this road, which put it in a unique position because it is a road that links two existing county roads. And there was, at that point in time, no vehicle for the maintenance of the road, nor was there a way to establish those parties who would be responsible for the road itself. Subsequent to the DC Development bankruptcy, the plan administrator for DC Development in bankruptcy, with the approval of the bankruptcy court, actually conveyed the property that comprises Overlook Pass to Garrett County. The road itself is now owned by the county. In addition to the conveyance of the property to the county is also a party to an agreement with those entities that have a historic interest in Overlook Pass, specifically National Land Partners, EPT Properties, which are the successors to the WISP, and the Master Association for the Homeowners Associations within the real estate that was a DC Development. There is an agreement, pursuant to the agreement, an established plan for those entities to make contributions to costs associated with the road. This petition, pursuant to the Maryland law, is being presented on your behalf as a public request that this roadway be taken in as a part of the public roads of Garrett County. Under statute, the way it works is once the petition is presented, which it now has been, the opportunity is for any member of the public to appear and present testimony. You will then, as a board, make a determination if you wish to include it. And that decision will be followed by an actual written decision. So if, in fact, it is your choice to include it, there will be a written decision. If your choice is to not include it, there is a written decision. So your action today at the meeting is to simply either approve or deny. And then if you would like to instruct me to assist in the preparation of the decision, I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you, sir. As Mr. Getty said, at this time, the floor is open. If anyone would like to speak on the issue of Overlook Pass, either in support of the county taking the road over or in opposition to, we would ask that you come forward to the podium, state your name. You'll be given 3 minutes to speak. We will not take questions at this time, as it is this time for you to express your feelings. And at the conclusion of that, at 4:45, we will close public commentary and move forward with the meeting. So at this time, is there anyone in the audience who would like to come forward and speak either in favor or opposition of the county taking Overlook Pass into its inventory? It's going to be a long 15 minutes.
You are not required to wait 15 minutes.
Yeah, but don't wait
15 minutes. For the record, we did receive one letter from a concerned citizen who could not be here today. We will incorporate that into the public record. Just for those that are concerned, if anybody, apparently no one's overly concerned, he'd be up here talking. But we do understand some residents have some concerns with some traffic congestion, especially on Marshall Road, and we are aware of that, and I'm very pleased to say we are working with the WISP, who we have a great working relationship with, to try to mitigate some of those problems with traffic, and I think we've got some very good plans, and we're seeking some finances to help with traffic flow there. I think that it's a solid plan that will definitely work when we can get to it. So we are aware of that issue, and we appreciate that concern.
So you don't think you actually have to stay till 4:45? The requirements, the notice requirements under the code are for a specific time to begin. If in fact there's no one speaking either for or against, you are free to close that portion of the public hearing simply because no one's here.
Last call for public comment. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. And is there any discussion amongst the commissioners on how to proceed on the Overlook Pass? Do we have a motion to accept the petition and incorporate Overlook Pass into the county inventory?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda is public commentary of any sort. Is there any public commentary? I'll remind everybody that we will be back at 6 for the county update. A lot of good information that'll be presented there, so hopefully everybody can stick around for that. Public comment? Going once? Twice? Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, meeting is adjourned by unanimous consent. We will be back here at 6 o'clock on the dot to start the county update.